Chapter 9. Sanat Kamara, Head of the Kamara Clan and Solar Logos. Summary of the Situation. May 29, 2013. Eve, good morning, dear daughter. This is Sanat Kamara speaking. Let's spare phrases of politeness and go straight to the topic. I want to confirm what you finally understood yesterday. After the movie Into Darkness. It's our big hope to make the forces withdraw when the story starts to be told. It was superior to save. L as the most important witness, and this is the main pressure factor. We will not reveal how this was done, and who did it, just take note of it that this was done. E. Currently he's writing down documentation, replacements for the archives which were deleted by the corruptive forces. He will still need a bit of time, but you do, too, until you have brought everything into a form. An e-book would be fine as well, beyond availability on regular internet pages. As you called it yesterday a real shit job, I must confirm, too, yes it is. Nebadon was made a place where shit is hitting the fan. You asked, if Lucifer is not the originator of the matrix of massacres causing Star Wars and Apocalypse. Who is it then? And I tell you, it's beings of artificial intelligence which were indeed encouraged by the wider frames of CM's universe. But Christ Michael, as a careful observer of his own creation, had his hands on it right away for correction, and he was literally hindered to do this by higher ranks who wanted to encourage shit. In order to blame an extremely innovative Michael's son who had not bowed under their advice before starting his universe. Lucifer was one of his most capable sons and a very smart one, and he smelled pretty soon what meal was about to be in the pot against his father. So he made a proclamation on the Sea of Glass which was even reported in the UB. But it was not about doubting God, it was about doubting the higher ranks of Universal Administration who had pretty much made use of a habit of presenting themselves as identical with the Eternal Father, which is not the case. But this habit had been impressive to many who were receptive for it, and so it was possible to capture nearly a complete order of sons under a management of phrases and fence-sitting non-activity, while backstage triggers were pushed to build a matrix for spreading evil by artificial intelligence, and lies which were set up so tricky that they even would infiltrate soul carriers and universal citizens. Lucifer was the one they blamed everything to, and he was stunned about seeing the spider net being woven around him in no time, and his father hardly being able to help him. So, they pulled him at the court, blaming him of all these false indictions, and he would always insist on speaking out his truth against the upper hierarchy. There was so much faked evidence that he was ridiculed all over, and it was regretted officially that he denied to come home. He was pissed that much that he asked to be taken out of creation. That strongly reminds me to Martin Luther, who was put under pressure to revoke, by threatening his life, and he would not do it, and when he came out alive from that, he translated the Bible so that everybody would be able to read it. E. And everybody was told officially that this was so and had happened, but backstage he was not granted his request. Papa Source literally saved him by decreeing this, E. He was kept waiting until CM had reached his sovereignty, and then entrapped inside this monument of Nebadon, which CM found waiting for him when he returned from his last self-bestowal on this planet. He was trapped in it in a way you'd call a torture, and the monument expressed this torture like living. For quite some time nobody had an idea about the identity of the monument. But it was horrifying to watch and certainly not honoring. CM, the official version, said that it was about the torture of CM put to the cross by his own creation, but it was more keeping a wound open and putting salt into it, than bowing the head in awe about the great love and mercy this Michael son had proved to have for his creation. Eve, Christ Michael is convinced to save his creation, he will not bow under evil. It's true, none of you who now have discovered the truth really were in joy to become incarnate and bestow yourselves straight on a planet which was a mess. But when CM explained his plan to you, you agreed to do this job. It might sound paradox, but knowing the truth, you seem to be more safe being incarnate than remaining up. CM returned to this planet in 1954, and now look how soon your incarnations were triggered. While you grew up and were still asleep, CM tried several other things to make a difference, but all his plans were crossed by intrigues, mainly from Own Rose, and truly the worst weapon against him was the encouraging of what you call New Age movement. Supported especially by the Order of Melchizedek. It has paralyzed myriads of capable starseeds into corners of inactivity, while they had done better studying the PJs. CM said, you don't move anything by talking about love and truth. The only way to move something is becoming and being love and truth in action. So you bestowed yourselves to this planet and its humanity, with the goal to find out all about it, again, in a zone of density and lies, in order to become a living proof for the possibility to overcome the dark net even as Agon Hunters. Now you have to set up what you found out, you have to write it down and document it, and then we are going to chase it all at once through every universal communication channel available. Best case, the hierarchies will withdraw and leave Nebadon to CM as it should be. Worst case, they will keep on fighting for this construct and CM will need to have an open confrontation with them, which might result in quarantining the complete local universe. What cannot be cut off is the connection between CM and his parents in Paradise, so the false players might have to fear consequences from there, which makes us hope for the better outcome. Now you might know why Paradise Island is a high security tract, it's needed. This is all for the moment. I leave you now, so that you can go on with your valuable work. You may use that publicly if you wish to. Kamaras are no anonymous cowards and time is here to speak out. Salut, this is Sanit, aka Grandfather. Note from Eve, okay, I was going to say something about the torture Lucifer was subjected to in the monument. I'll have to do a little geomancy lesson on that first. As you know, everything is vibration. Vibration can be measured. Geomancy uses Bovis units and a scale that measures these units, the Bovismeter. Measuring is done with a pendulum. Geomancers have found out that the optimal place for a person to live holds a vibration of 6,000 to 8,000 Bovis units. Power places in churches or in nature have much higher units, over 8,000 to 12,000, 16,000, etc. Wonderful for an initiation, a download, or other temporary spiritual endeavor. In the longer term, it would stress a person and also be detrimental. Accordingly, detrimental to the well-being are places that have a vibration that is less than 6,000 units. The Aztecs, who were quite brutal, had created whole initiation places where it was almost like on a roller coaster. There were places with high Bovis units and places with very low units on the way, which the initiate had to walk. Geomancers have measured this at ancient sites. For example, so-called dolmen, sacrificial tables, have a very low vibration, menhirs have a high one. In Egypt there is a temple complex with a room that had to be sealed because tourists kept fainting in it. The vibration in this room, or on the sacrificial tables, was 1,000 Bovis units. These 1,000 units are the border between life and death. A researcher, for example, put his head into the mouth of a stone lion at an Aztec temple for fun. He could not free himself because he was incapacitated and almost unconscious due to the low vibration. His fellow explorers were finally able to free him. Since everything is vibration also in the universe, there is also a vibration border between etheric existence and non-existence. Lucifer was subjected to a permanent vibration by a vile wiring, which held exactly the limit between living and dissolving, or just over it. He was held in long time between life and death from the creation. He was not allowed to be taken, by decree of the Eternal Father. He was held barely still alive so that his agony could be expressed outwardly. It was transferred to the monument. As an actually immortal eternal being, his body could also not simply say goodbye. One can, I think, hardly get an idea of what was done to him. And what was also done to others in his name. All this would indeed be material for a new Hollywood film. Oh yes, if anyone would like to get more into the subject of geomancy, there are two wonderful books on it, by Blanche Mears. Places of Power, and The Soul of a Place.